Well, good morning to you all this morning. It's a blessing to be here this morning. Very thankful to be here this morning. It was a service of a blessing already to me this morning. I'd like to start with a prayer here. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning. We thank you that we can gather in this way and worship you. Pray you to be with us here today as we seek to worship you. Pray with you, be with me as I speak. Pray with you, be with me. Help me to share the words that you would have me to share. Pray you to just be able to speak through me. Just pray you to bless each one here, and just pray this all in your name. Amen. Well, this morning we know that God is here with us this morning. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we can be sure he is with us today. What I want to talk about today is I was reading in Mark a while back. It's in Mark chapter 9, verse 35. I came across this verse. Mark chapter 9, verse 35. Here in Mark 9, the disciples and Jesus were were walking, and it says, I'll start in verse 33 here. Mark 9, verse 33, it says, and he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? And it says, but they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Verse 35 is here where I wanted to get to. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. I read that verse and it struck me that there were quite some words there. Last of all and servant of all. It doesn't just say some or most, it says all. It struck me when I read that verse. I read it a couple of times and then over across the page here in Mark 10, verse 42 and 45. I'll start in verse 42 here. Here before this, James and John had asked if they could sit one on the right and one on the left hand of Jesus. It says, but Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so it shall not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and give his life a ransom for many. The word minister means servant. So Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He served his whole life. Even Jesus, the Son of God, did not come to be served, but to serve. He dedicated his whole life into serving. He was our perfect example that we can still look back and read about today. I want to look at a few examples of how Jesus served when he was on this earth. Then I'll look at a few ways I can grow in this area of my life. In verse 45 there, in Mark 10, he called himself the Son of Man. What a lowly name for him. Think about it. Jesus came down to this lowly earth to serve man who he created. He served and ministered his whole life and gave his life for you and me. The Son of Man, that's a lowly name for who he was. In Philippians 2:7, it says, but made himself of no reputation and took on him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Sometimes I can try to protect my reputation. When I'm around others, I can try to put on a front, try to make myself look good, and I want a good reputation, a good name for myself. But it says, Jesus made of himself of no reputation. Who am I to have a great reputation in this world? Jesus deserves all the glory, all the honor and glory that can come out of my life. We all know the story of how Jesus fed the 5,000 and the 4,000. His disciples there, they said, should we go buy 200 penny worth of bread? But Jesus had compassion on them and fed them. When he was feeding the 5,000, it says there that he was moved with compassion because they were as sheep as not having a shepherd. I need more of this in my life. A heart of compassion for the people around me who are lost. There are many people in me every day that are lost, and I can just easily go on my way and just keep doing the things I'm doing. I want more of a heart of compassion for these people. Also, I wanted to read Matthew 8:14-16. Matthew 8:14-16. It says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. So I noticed here in verse 16, it says when even was come. So I'm not sure what time it was, but in Luke I've seen it said when the sun was setting. It says when the sun was setting, they brought many to him that were sick, or I'm not sure how it reads it. So it must have been late at night. You know, it would have been easy for Jesus just to go off alone somewhere and just leave the people alone, but it said he healed all that were sick and he cast out the spirits with his word. So Jesus had a heart of compassion for everyone. It didn't matter if they were Jew or Gentile or who they were. He loved them all and ministered them all the same. So I want to look at a few ways I can grow in this area of my life. I have a lot of room to grow in this area of my life. It's how is my thought life? I thought, do I secretly compare myself with others and wonder if I am greater than others? The disciples there were talking about it. They were wondering who was the greatest. And we usually don't talk about it, but do I secretly wonder? What do I think about? Jesus said we should be last of all and servant of all. Do I always think my way is best and want others to do it my way? It don't have to be my way every time. Sometimes I know I can try to push for having my way, but it was a good reminder here for me to take more time for others and be quick to serve. I want to have more of a servant's heart and quick to serve and not do it grudgingly. Seems for me, I can serve all I want, but if I do it grudgingly, why, it can take all the joy that there is in serving. I found in my life that if I put my whole heart into serving and do it with a joyful heart, it can be a real blessing in my life. And it can seem that I'm the one receiving the blessings of the people I'm serving. I had to think of the Good Samaritan. You know, we all know the story there of the Good Samaritan. You know, sometimes I'm going down the road somewhere and I'm running late the way it is and I see somebody along there with a flat tire. Do I stop and take time to help them or do I just look the other way and hurry on? The Good Samaritan stopped, put him on his own donkey, and paid for his night at the inn. That was a challenge to me. I know I have a lot of room to grow in this area. And then in Luke 10, verse 38. So I was reading there about the Good Samaritan story, and I read on down here. And I'll just read this, verse 38 through 42. It says in Luke 10, verse 38, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which should not be taken away from her." I wasn't sure what to think about that. That was right after he said the parable of the Good Samaritan there. And it says Martha was cumbered about with much serving there. And it says Mary had chosen that good part, which was his word. So I wasn't really exactly sure what it meant, but I kind of took from it that he's teaching us to keep our priorities straight, to keep our priorities right, and to there's one thing that is needful and one thing that will last through eternity, and that's the Word of God. I don't think he was diminishing the part of having a servant's heart, but it was interesting to me to when I read that, that he said that one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. It was good for me in my life to look into this and study it. I hope you all could get something from it. I found in my life that there are many opportunities to serve if I'm willing to serve and watch for opportunities to come. Sometimes it can take me out of my comfort zone a little, but it's always good for me in the end to step out and help someone if I see there's a need. So that's all I have. Thanks for listening. God bless.